It's been almost 2 weeks since Venezuela's U.S.-backed opposition leader posted this video.
Bueno, Venezuela, muy buenos días.
Juan Guaido called for a military uprising.
Hoy, las Fuerzas Armadas claramente están del lado del pueblo.
Guaido said his campaign to oust President Nicolas Maduro had entered its final phase. But the uprising failed. And now, as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, Maduro is pushing back.
When Guaido called his followers onto the streets of Caracas again this weekend, only a couple of thousand showed up to hear him speak. They clap and chant and sing the national anthem. Yet this crowd's a small fraction of the hundreds of thousands who cheered on Guaido more than 3 months ago when he launched his US-backed effort to assume power as Venezuela's interim president.
The thing is, people is afraid.
That's a businessman called Guaido who doesn't want his full name broadcast for fear of reprisals.
What are they afraid of?
If they got you, they put you in jail and they torture you. A people is afraid.
As Juan Guaido loses momentum, Maduro is raising the stakes. There's a fresh propaganda drive on state-controlled TV and the internet, blaming Guaido and oil sanctions imposed by the Trump administration for the misery so many Venezuelans are suffering, although hunger, hyperinflation, and dire medical shortages began long before. Maduro's trying to seize the initiative.
I think he must be very pleased that he is now in the driving seat in that respect.
Phil Gunson is a senior analyst with the International Crisis Group, who's based in Caracas. Despite this, he says Maduro is not a comfortable man.
He's presiding over a country that's collapsing economically, socially. He's very unpopular. He doesn't entirely trust anybody around him.
So far, Maduro's refrained from arresting Guaido. However, he is going after people close to him. Guaido is president of Venezuela's National Assembly. A few days ago, intelligence agents arrested the assembly's vice president. Edgar Zambrano was inside his vehicle when they got him. They used a tow truck to haul his car with him in it off to prison. As pressure grows on Juan Guaido, some among his supporters feel his allies in the White House need to do more.
Everything they do in favor of us is great. We cannot complain. But there will be the time, of course, and they will have to come.
That's the businessman Guaido. When he says they'll have to come, he means the US military. Other Juan Guaido supporters think that's a bad idea, including Gustavo Hernandez, a geologist.
I am from the people who think that the military intervention is not the proper solution. Once you go into a military intervention, then you are in another world completely.
Maduro supporters also warn of conflict. Maduro's hardcore base includes a lifelong communist called Alejandro. He wants his full name withheld for fear of reprisals. Ask him about a possible US military intervention, and Alejandro replies, let them come in. The thing is, he says, how will the US get out again? Alejandro says Trump's South American allies don't actually want him to send in troops. And he says, don't forget, Maduro has friends too.
Otro, como Rusia, China.
Including Russia and China. Another approach to solving Venezuela's political crisis is gaining traction, says Gunson of the International Crisis Group.
There's a convergence there around the idea that you have to sit the parties down to serious negotiations.
Yet in Venezuela, negotiations are always difficult, says Gunson.
Because the two sides are entrenched. They don't trust each other.
Trust is also running low on Venezuela's streets. Angeli's 21 and has three small kids. And she, too, is afraid to give her full name.
Mi nombre es Angeli.
She sells plantain bananas at a street stall in Caracas, putting in 14-hour days to earn a couple of dollars. Angeli has no faith in either of the two men battling for control of her country.
Yo no, ni pa uno, ni pa el otro.
She says the only thing she cares about
mi familia,
are her family and figuring out how to survive day by day. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Caracas.